Hello, everyone. Welcome back to JuniorTennisBlog.com. This is Steve Siebold, and tonight I want to talk about the seven deadly mistakes that junior tennis parents make with their kids. Mistake number one, priming your child, no matter what division they're in, whether they're in the 10s or the 18s or somewhere in between, priming them to become a professional tennis player. Now, let me back up for a second before I get into this. Every kid that ever played a competitive tournament at any level has dreamed the dream of walking on center court at Wimbledon, myself included. We all dream that dream, but here's the statistical fact. Almost none of us are ever going to walk on center court at Wimbledon, nor are hardly any of us that play junior tennis ever going to earn 10 cents hitting tennis balls and beating someone in a tennis match. It's just almost never going to happen. The statistical probability is so low that setting a kid up for that kind of expectation could be a real mistake. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in dreaming the dream. I dreamed it for 12 years and I was disappointed like all my counterparts that played. Very few of them ever made any money. A few of them did of the thousands that I traveled with over 12 years. And it is possible. And I'm not saying you can't allow your kid to dream the dream. I'm not taking that away or anything like that. What I'm saying is the deadly mistake number one is to focus your primary focus to be on your child becoming a professional player. Now, a lot of pros have talked about in recent years about, well, focus on getting a college scholarship. And I think that's wonderful. And at the Junior Tennis Show in the last 12 months, we've interviewed some of the biggest coaches in the country, in the United States, in terms of college tennis. I interviewed Billy Martin not long ago at UCLA. And we've interviewed some of the great coaches in order to help kids learn how to get a college scholarship and what coaches like a Billy Martin, one of the top coaches of all time, what do those coaches look for, as well as coaches at the smaller schools? And I think that's a really good goal. But if that's your focus, I believe, and this might fly in the face of anything you've heard in junior tennis before, but I've been around this game for 40 years, and I think it's at least worth considering this concept, that that's too small of a primary goal. Now, you might be saying, gee, Steve, you know, it's a $100,000 scholarship. I don't think that's a small deal. Well, small is relative. I mean, in $100,000 is a lot of money, and I think a college scholarship is great, and I think it's a fantastic goal. I think it's a small, tiny goal compared to what's possible, what the potential is for your child to, as far as what they can learn being a competitive junior tennis player, and let me explain exactly what I mean. Competitive junior tennis players learn more about decision-making than any sport in all of sports. I really believe this. Golf is probably number two, but golf lacks the physical component. When you're out there battling, you're 12 years old and you can't have coaching. You're on your own. You're living and dying on your own decisions. Not literally, but you're losing and winning on your own decisions. And at 12 years old, it actually feels like you're living and dying. And I can tell you from experience, if you've never played, if you're a parent, you've never played competitive tennis as a kid, kids take it that way. When they're very competitive, this is their life. You might think, well, it's just a game. They don't think that way. Not when they're competitive. If they're not that competitive, they don't think that way. But the real competitors are emotionally, psychologically living and dying on winning and losing. You can try to help them with that kind of extreme mindset. I haven't found it works very well. Winners, and I should not say winners, competitors, people that are very competitive, whether they're children or adults, want to win, and it's very tough to extinguish that fire or to diminish that fire with an individual. Not sure I ever would try to do that. But what I'm suggesting is to harness what they learn, the mental toughness that these kids learn, the decision-making prowess that they develop under pressure as children is unlike any other experience that I've ever seen that a child can have that gives them an edge. An edge that I don't think most people really realize. Most people, again, most parents, most teaching pros, that I was a teaching pro for 8 years. I had eight kids that played at the national level, played fantastic college tennis, and some went on to play pro tennis for 8 years. And I know hundreds of tennis pros, and they're nice people, and I think a lot of them are missing it. What they're missing is the advantage a kid has when they grow up on the competitive National Junior Tennis Tour, the advantage they have if their coach and if their parents are framing what they learn in the right direction. The advantage that you can have, as that you have as a junior tennis player, as you grow into an adult, is unparalleled because of, again, the decision-making prowess you develop, the mental toughness you develop, the toughness you develop, the emotional toughness that you develop when you walk off a court and you lost six in the third and everybody's parent is coming up to you when you're 12 years old saying, well, if you would have hit that second serve a little harder at 4-4 in the third, I think you could have won the match. And everyone else is second-guessing you, including your parents sometimes and your coach. And you go to your room all by yourself and you're 12, and you sit there and you cry because you wanted to win so bad and you think you've made all these mistakes. You do that for 5 or 6 years, and let me tell you something. You get real tough. You get tough enough to grow into an adult that can take on the world. That's the bigger picture I'm suggesting that your kids have this giant advantage in. You send a mentally tough junior, former junior competitive player out in the business world, and the world better watch out, because you've got a tough customer there. But if they go out and their whole goal, because of your focus, your direction, and their coach's direction, is becoming a pro or even getting a college scholarship, and they don't get a college scholarship or they don't become a professional player and make money doing it, which very few people will, then they just feel like a failure. And I'm not saying, again, not to dream the dream. I'm saying if you focus primarily on building a machine, building a junior tennis player that grows into this mentally tough, emotionally strong individual, when they go out in the business world, look out competition. They will eat their lunch because of this experience. It will give them an edge their counterparts simply don't have. And that's the advantage. But so deadly mistake number one is focusing on the wrong goals. Again, college scholarships, fantastic. You want to see some interviews with some of the biggest coaches in the country? Go to juniortennisshow.com. Subscribe, watch some of the videos and see what I'm talking about. But primarily, if you focus on building your kid into a mentally tough, emotionally strong machine during their junior tennis players, and you make that the priority, you are giving them the gift of a lifetime. Why do I blog about this? Why am I posting about this? Why am I so passionate about it? Because very few pros I know, very few pros I know, and very few parents I know get this. Hardly anyone. And I've seen it myself personally. I've seen it with my partners in the Junior Tennis Show as they've grown up and become extremely successful in their careers. And I've seen it with other people that play junior tennis. I've also seen the failings of junior tennis. I've seen junior tennis players that were far better than I ever was, and they're still living in a state of despair. They still see themselves as failures because they only got to the top 500 or the top 1,000 in the world because that was their primary goal. You see the difference? Consider this idea because this is very big and this could be a gigantic thing in your child's life. Deadly mistake number one, focusing your child's tennis career, junior tennis career, on the wrong things. I'll be back sometime in the future here pretty soon with deadly mistake number two. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening to the Junior Tennis Blog. Take care.